This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden is meeting in Bethlehem this morning with Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas, a tacit acknowledgement of Palestinian claims to East Jerusalem. Earlier this morning, he visited the Augusta Victoria Hospital in East Jerusalem, where he said COVID had taken a hard toll.
I'm pleased to announce the United States is committing an additional $100 million to support these hospitals, your staffs, and that work for the Palestinian people.
The funding is subject to approval by Congress. Here in the U.S. today, the House will likely vote on two bills that would guarantee access to abortion. The AP's Donna Warder.
One bill would prohibit punishing a patient who travels to another state to get an abortion. And it says doctors outside the patient's home state cannot be punished for providing reproductive care. The second bill would prevent abortion bans earlier than 24 weeks and allow exceptions for abortions after the fetus is considered viable if the health of the mother is at risk. The bills have almost no chance of becoming law with necessary support lacking in the 50-50 Senate. Donna Warder, Washington.
The Secret Service is reacting after a government watchdog found that Secret Service agents deleted text messages sent and received around the January 6, 2021 attack on the U.S. Capitol, even after an inspector general requested them as part of an investigation into the insurrection. The Secret Service denies maliciously deleting text messages and says it's been cooperating with the investigation. A Buffalo supermarket is reopening today, 2 months after 10 black people were killed by a white gunman. Gas prices keep falling. It's $4.57 a gallon on average this morning. This is AP News. Now to the war in Ukraine.
Ukraine's president is accusing Russia of intentionally aiming missiles at civilians after a strike on a city in central Ukraine killed at least 23 people and wounded more than 100 others, including children. In his nightly video address, President Volodymyr Zelensky repeated his call for Russia to be declared a state sponsor of terrorism, saying no other country in the world allows itself every day to use cruise missiles and rocket artillery to destroy cities and ordinary human life. The strike happened as officials from about 40 countries met in The Hague to discuss coordinating investigations and prosecutions of potential war crimes committed in Ukraine. Ukrainian officials say caliber cruise missiles fired from a Russian ship in the Black Sea damaged a medical clinic, offices, stores, and residential buildings in Vinnytsia, southwest of the capital Kyiv. Russia denies targeting civilians. I'm Ben Thomas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.